Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05 on November the 14th. We have made it through a Marine Corps birthday, a Veterans Day, a weekend in San Francisco.
Two Marine Corps birthdays.
And the fact we were without Bad Bob for 2 days. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning. And I will say that the ceremony out at the Veterans Cemetery was moving and just amazing to see.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
It always is. It's beautiful there. Hey, our phone line's here at 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The chat room, which you can join free of charge, is filled with lots of people. I'm seeing Sharon and Angel and John and Mad Max. Gosh, Fargenhole, I got a whole bunch of people there, but you know what? I have to say, my favorite person sitting here right next to me, Linda.
Well, thank you. Just a little flashback here on what let's share with you about the Marine Corps birthday. Thursday night, of course, really a nice event. Friday we came on the air. We talked about that was held at the Red Lion Inn. And of course, you know, the pomp and circumstance or the ritual thing that they do is the cutting of the cake with the oldest Marine and the youngest Marine. And, you know, the posting of the colors, so on and so forth. All right. So fast forward San Francisco. We drive to San Francisco, check into the Marine Corps Memorial Hotel, and visit friends Friday night. You run into people that you've known that when you worked in the war lab from San Diego that you knew 20 years ago.
I guess it's not unusual walking into a bar where there's free booze that I find people that I know from the Marine Corps.
And Saturday, I just have to share with you, Saturday night, it was for me. You went down into the way that the program worked is, and it was every bit of beauty and elegance that you think. Women in ball gowns, men in their tuxedos and in uniform. So we all met and went down into the theater. And I didn't even know that they had a theater, but obviously they've got a theater and they've had all kinds of different, you know, celebrity pictures hanging from this theater. It's a wonderful, I don't know, maybe fits 250 people. So we went through the theater and that's where the Commodore, the General spoke. It was unbelievable. What a star.
General Conway.
And then you had the swords, the Marines coming out and marching with the swords. And I maybe because I'm such a visual person, I really got the symbolism of what was happening at Marine Corps birthday. The oldest Marine was 91. The youngest Marine was born in 1921, and the youngest was born in 1991. And they were talking about the significance of what happens when you cut the cake and why Marines get together. It's because it really is, we'll always carry on and we will remember and we are passing our knowledge and our expertise on to you.
You know, the largest ball I've been at probably has had 2,000 people in it. And the smallest one, as General Lejeune says, when two Marines come together, we will remember and celebrate the birthday of our Corps. And it was myself, another Marine, and I think two or three SEALs and some Filipino Marines in a jungle area celebrated the birthday ball that night. So it wasn't much of a ball, but it was a birthday.
Well, it's interesting because in the new,
it was
the
a great birthday.
It was a fabulous time. We'll do it again in a heartbeat. But before we get to our market minute, I wanted to share one more thing regarding the ball. Justin Timberlake, many of you know him as, oh my gosh, he was the heartthrob, and he's just you know, done some incredible things for our country as far as like being supportive. So Justin Timberlake made good on his word and went to the Basic School Instructor Battalion 236th Marine Corps birthday ball over the weekend. He wrote on his website that he had a blast. It turned out to be one of the most moving evenings I've ever had. JT had the honor and privilege of going to the ball held at the Greater Richmond Convention Center with Corporal Kelsey DeSantis. But the star said he was so stoked to go, adding, I knew I would have an evening that I would never forget, something I could tell my friends about. He writes that the Marines were funny and friendly, kind, humorous, and real. He says that he had so much fun with Kelsey and her crew of friends that they were just really nice people. And to all of you that served every day for us, of course, he's tweeting this, ensuring our freedom, I say my deepest gratitude to you. I've met so many of my heroes, from Michael Jordan to Michael Jackson, and nothing makes me more honor and pride than when I get to meet one of you. Last night changed my life, and I will never forget it.
That's great. Okay, let's go on from there. You know, that girl had asked him, and there was a lot of laughing about it, would he go or not, and he did. Obviously, he had a great time. Hey, you know, every morning we go to our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute, and today, Susan Eastman. Susan, what's going on with the market?
Well, the market is actually down slightly after Friday's rally. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 21 points at 12,132. The S&P 500 is off 5 points at 1258, and the NASDAQ Composite is down 1 point at 2678. Some active stocks today, IBM's up $1.68, trading at $189.06. Boeing's up $1.47 at $68.39. And Home Depot is up a quarter, trading at $38.31. Turning to local stocks of interest, PepsiCo's down 48 cents at $62.80. PGD is off 34 cents at $40 even. And Bank of Commerce is down 2 pennies at $3.40. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 2.06%. Taking a look at commodities, gold is down $3.50 at $17.84 per ounce. Silver's down a quarter at $34.43. And crude oil is down 85 cents, trading at $98.14 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Susan. That's, we do this every morning at 708, 808, and 906. So we can get an update on what's going on in the market, and also we do it again in the afternoon, let you know what's happening at the end of the day. We're going to take a quick break here. It's Carl Linda Bott. 7:12 in the morning. It's November the 14th.
Yeah, and you're right. Carl has his Marine Corps voice on. Yeah. He's going, woo, all weekend. Casey and I will be right back.
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone. At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home,
or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff,
like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say
sweater?
That?
Really? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Boss, 7:14 in the morning. We're just, it's a Monday, so we got 5 days of us.
Woo!
That's scary.
I know.
Yeah, I know. Hey, look, you know, we were in San Francisco over the weekend. You know, it's one of the things I don't really like doing. I don't like San Francisco. It's a beautiful town. Yeah, I got it. But you're so strange there. I mean, you know, and there are things that you just wonder why it happens. For one thing, we're down where they're putting up the Christmas tree for San Francisco. It's downtown. It's close to the memorial where you stay, which is kind of like a bastion of conservatism.
They're doing it early, too.
But they're putting their tree up. And then right there in the corner is this Impeach Obama group. Big signs and photos of Obama with a little Hitler mustache on him, and they were just—I mean—they were serious.
People were stopping and taking pictures.
Yeah,
actually.
I mean, they were serious about impeach Obama, and it was over like NASA. He said, you know, bring back NASA, impeach Obama. And they just nasty things they were saying about it. I'm thinking, well, that's kind of interesting. Now, we go into a place called, was it Williams-Sonoma? Is that what that place
yes,
is called?
Yes, Williams-Sonoma on Union Square.
Okay, but that is a place where really you buy the high-end, high-end pots and pans and all these different things for cooking. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a extravaganza of right. kitchen goodies.
Now, so in other words, the people that are shopping down in Union Square in this place are probably, you know, in that upper middle class, I would say. Well, I mean, we're just there because I like to, you know, wander through there.
Well, you might get a spatula for $10.
Yeah, you know, I just kind of wander through there. Anyway, this girl is there, and she says, "Do you have any questions?" And I said, "Yeah, do you really think Einstein's theory has been screwed up because they found those nanoparticles?" And she looks at me, she cocks her head at me. She
I
goes,
did too. Like,
she,
what are
she
you
goes,
doing?
Well, she asked me a question, and so she says, "Well, really, only I've just been reading the Huffington Post." And as soon as she said that, I went, "Really? The Huffington Post?" I said, "So what's the latest on the Occupy Oakland?" "Well, I don't really think it was, there was nobody there that, it wasn't one of them who shot that man." And not realizing at that point somebody had been shot, I said, "Really?" I said, "Somebody's been shot." And she goes, "Yes, I just think it was people that were going by that shot him." I went, "Really? Oh, okay." I said, "So what do you think about this thing, about what's going on with the businesses down there, the small businessmen down there where Occupy Oakland is?" "Well, I think it should be really good because they're bringing a lot of people there." Well, and I said, "Well, no, that's just the opposite. The people are staying away, and these businesses who have been there for decades are going out of business." And she looks at me. She goes, "Well," she says, "well, some things are going to have to change to make things right." And when she said that, I realized that I'm talking to a woman, a girl.
Who's never been a business owner.
Well, who's working in Sonoma Williams, where rich people come to buy a spatula. And she's saying it's okay to put small businesses out, you know, put them out of business.
Well, first
just of because, all. Just because, we need these changes. Well, all those small businesses just need to suffer. Well, lady, what's the 99% you keep espousing? That's the ones that are paying. Those are the small businesses. But she believed this.
First of all, I just want to make a correction. I don't think if you shop at Williams-Sonoma that
it doesn't mean
you can still get if you look up for sales. It's not like you have to be this elite
it's just
Sonoma.
Not Williams-Sonoma. It's the girl that's working there with that attitude. With her attitude, it's okay to put. To put small businesses, to put them under for this change. Well, the change is for the 99%. Don't you understand? But I didn't even go into that because when she said that, I realized that I was in the land of ban circumcision.
Yeah.
You know? Let's ban circumcision. And then we had a...
The night before we met with somebody...
Had a really nice time with a friend of yours.
Who is very conservative.
And says that she and her friends...
Have to hide.
Cannot speak when they're in groups of people about anything that's conservative, or they just get ripped.
Yeah, they're kind of closet conservatives, but she's been very, very involved and very, very involved politically in a lot of things that for the party. But anyway, that was an interesting conversation.
Yeah, it was.
I know that we're talking about small businesses, and we wanted to say that this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. And they're carrying Mount Tehama wines right now that are organic. It's an organic winery in Matton, California. And the Petite Syrah and the dessert wines are on sale right now for $6.99. So they also have a special two-gar cigar offering. It's only one time a year. It's the Opus X and the Julius Caesars. Cigars. Now, somehow this program, money goes back to the kids.
Yeah,
so we'll find out a little bit more details.
These cigars are meant only for this program. And you go down, in fact, I've bought them before and we'll buy them again if there's any left.
Right.
You know, there's only a limited number,
like,
and they are just
something.
Outstanding.
Great gifts.
Great presents.
And also their hot copy of the month is vanilla, maple, or Jack Frost.
So what do you think? We got to take a break here. When we come back, what do you think? Tim Pappas, who is a constitutional lawyer, who's a public defender, but has rolled in before on the city of Reading when it came to the freedom of speech in the library.
He has and a gift
one and one. He and the ACU back.
Yeah, know. He's got a gift of, and when I say this, I mean this in the best way. He's got a gift of gab. The man, you want to hear him speak. He's very articulate, knowledgeable.
Well, now he's rolled into Shasta Lake City. He's verifying some of what Lucero's claims are, that finances are being mishandled up in the city of Shasta Lake. Now, this is one of the reasons they said, oh, Lucero must be recalled is because she was doing these things. Well, Tim Pappas, who is not somebody I don't think that would just kind of roll in on something without some due diligence, has said there is problems. We're going to talk about that later. Now, you know, we are going to have a debate here between the Recall Lucero Committee and Randall Faulkner early next month. And we're going to put this in a place where we can have some people there. It's not going to be a wide open raucous building.
We do have stipulations.
We have stipulations, of course. And the main thing is allow, and we're going to put it out over the radio, and we're going to probably film it too so you can look at it on YouTube and talk a little bit about what's going on out there. Frankly, you know, the city of Shasta Lake is such a great place. I can't say enough about it. Linda and I really like it. The things that they do out there, the people out there are great, and now they're in the middle of this little, you know, it's kind of intramural firefight going on that we need to, needs to settle down and move forward, but the right thing's got to be done, too. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about medical marijuana. Is it over in Redding? And what about the super panel? What happens to the super panel if they can't make up their mind by Thanksgiving? Carl Linda Bott, 7:21 in the morning on November the 14th. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by Coachmaster, Loyal Pet Food, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Lynx, the Clear Creek Sports Club, and the Belligerent Duck. Tune us in for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news at KCNR 1460 AM or listen to the show at myoutdoorbuddy.com.
Glazed ham, cheesecake. The holidays are so close, I can almost taste them.
You can at the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club event. Sample delicious entrees, desserts, and more, and everyone's invited.
It's the perfect time to taste and join.
Sign up at the event and get a $10 gift card, plus a $20 gift certificate good the day after Thanksgiving, November 25th.
I'm there.
Look for the insert in your paper this Wednesday, then visit Sam's Club November 18th through the 20th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sam's Club, savings made simple. $20 gift certificate good with $50 purchase.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. 45 degrees this morning here at KCNR. Mostly sunny today with a high temperature reaching around 64. Partly cloudy tonight with lows of around 41. We're going to get into our last minute rant here, but I got to tell you, we've got a special guest. He's back in the green room right now. We met some time ago. Very, very interesting man. Has actually an olive orchard.
Right here.
Creates wonderful different olive oils. And we're going to hear from him what it is to be a business owner and producing things in the North State these days.
Again, we're pushing our local businesses, my friends. And these are places, these are our local businesses that you can go down and buy their products. You know, some of them at the Enjoy Store, other places. And you can also buy them in other places too. But again, you spend money locally, we keep the economy going locally, because it looks like they're trying to hire 15 more people at the county level so they can hand out more food stamps and things for people needing assistance. I'm kind of torn on this, and people are getting jobs, but they're doing it so they can hand out more assistance. Okay, let's talk about okay, the Lucero thing. Yeah, they're talking about it in the chat room. Good, thanks a lot for your help here in the chat room, because people are upset that Tim Pappas is rolling in into a city of Shasta Lake. Oh gosh, she's a public defender. Well, you know, I don't think Pappas takes sides personally. I think that Tim Pappas that I've come to know, and I truthfully I don't know him that well, but he's been on and he seems like a straight shooter, and he said things before, like, you know, when they were trying to pass this measure out at the city of Shasta Lake to make everybody behave. I mean, that's essentially what it was, is play nice with each other. That's clearly against the Constitution. You can't force me to be nice to these people if I don't want to. I mean, okay, I may not be a nice person, but it doesn't mean I'm wrong. I might have better ways of, you know, saying things to people. How about this one, though, about the medical marijuana? We talked about it last week, and of course, Record Searchlight hopped on it afterwards. Can, you know, under this new ruling is by down in Long Beach, it says that you can't regulate an illegal substance. So it leaves the city of Redding three choices: is ignore the law and continue to regulate it, don't regulate it at all, which I don't think anybody wants to happen, or you have to ban it. So what is this? Dick Dickerson says, well, I just don't think we can ban the communes. Why? Or the dispensaries. Why? It's illegal. I mean, it's illegal, right? If it's an illegal substance, it's like illegal aliens. It starts off with illegal. Now, medicinal marijuana was the 215 was brought in to help people. Now, does anybody out there really believe that these medicinal marijuana dispensaries, their sole purpose there is to help people like the 215 was meant to do? Is there anyone out there that actually believes? Bob is holding up three, which either means three people or 3 minutes left, that actually believes that it's out there to help people. If you want marijuana and you want to grow marijuana in your own property, you can do that. If you want to grow marijuana on your own property and keep it within bounds, you can do that. And when has anybody ever had any problem getting marijuana anyway? But the bottom line is that what happened is on the 215 is that people took advantage of it. The gangs, let's say it, the big gangs, the cartels, are bringing the marijuana out of the national forest, which are probably good, and putting it down on land that they've leased or bought. They're making millions and millions of dollars. People in the communes or the dispensaries, where do they get it from? I mean, is there somebody who says, well, where'd you get this different grade of marijuana? Is that what they mean by being regulated? Does it mean by how much do you give to people? When you find out that there's 40,000 people signed up in the dispensaries, that says 40,000 different people are using it here in Redding? Or is it they're just signed up at different dispensaries? Well, so here is it. City Council, you're going to have to do something about it. You can do one of three things. You can not regulate it at all. You can ignore the law and continue to regulate it. Or you can ban the dispensaries. At this point, this is going to be an interesting meeting on Tuesday night at the City Council. Well, I think it is. A lot of things happening. You know, Tuesday night also is the City of Shasta Lake. They're going to have a good meeting up there, too. You know, you just got to love things, everything that's going on here. And here's what happens when people try to do the right thing. People that need marijuana for medicinal purposes, though, you know, they're trying to, you know, say that there's all these reasons that really doesn't work or blah, blah, blah. You actually try to do something nice, and what ends up happening? Yeah. Okay. Okay, when we come back, we've got a gentleman on that's going to be talking small businesses, olive oil, something that's healthy for you, something that you don't be in.
And he grows it right here.
Grows it right here, does his pressing.
It'll be interesting.
He talks about it. It's and he you know, and just what olive oil does for people here. And when we come back, we got Sam Paredes. He will be here. Sam Paredes will be calling in. We're going to be talking from Gun Owners of California. We've got a big week with a lot of people being here this week talking about things. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, 7:30 in the morning. Join us after the news.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicking off a new trading week with stocks moving lower. Concerns over the European debt crisis continuing to be a focus for many investors. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 25 points. Meanwhile, the BlackRock Group is calling for major private creditors to take big haircuts on some European sovereign debt they hold. According to Reuters, the asset manager is looking for 75 to 85% write-downs. The nations include Greece, Portugal, and Ireland. Tech giant IBM has found a new shareholder, legendary investor Warren Buffett. So far this year, Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway has purchased roughly $10.7 billion worth of shares in Big Blue. Buffett also said his company recently raised its stake in Wells Fargo. The news comes ahead of Berkshire's quarterly stock portfolio update with the Securities and Exchange Commission. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Shasta Regional Medical Center's Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center, Fleet Feet, or Shasta Family YMCA to register. Or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. The whole family can join in on the fun at the Turkey Trot on Thanksgiving morning. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the little gobblers 8 years and under, the 2 mile walk fun run for the entire family, and for the more serious runner, the timed 6 mile race. Register by November 15th to guarantee a sweatshirt in your size. Shasta Regional Medical Center's Couch to Turkey Trot is on. Start off your Thanksgiving Day with a family tradition the whole family will enjoy. And be sure to enter the Couch to Turkey Trot drawing for a free $500 gift certificate for a couch at Kubler's Furniture. Trot on down and register today at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Fleet Feet, or Shasta Family YMCA. All proceeds from the Turkey Trot will benefit Shasta Family YMCA, plus One Mentors, Shasta Family Justice Center, and Girls on the Run. For more questions, go to ShastaRegional.com.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Vaught, November the 14th at 7:35 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live on KCNR 1460. Our chat room's right in there. We're talking right now is Phil Smith and Indie Guy and John and Val and Angel. Just keeps on rolling. Talking about the if you shut down dispensaries, what happens then?
I'm sure
we'll get into that later, but right now
we're talking about small businesses and somebody that we met that's a very interesting guy, Gary
Puppy.
Peppy.
Close enough.
Spelled like Pepe, but Puppy is what they call him. And Gary is the owner of Happy Valley Olive Oil, this carnation of it, and several carnations before. But we met you at the Weston Price event, which Dr. Trudy Pratt puts on. And last time we were there, you spoke, and we wanted to have you share your story with our listeners, because it truly is fascinating. Why don't we start off with you being in Shasta County and how you got involved in the olive oil industry?
Well, you know, I was doing a lot of other things besides farming when I first moved out here. But we were looking around for a farm or something similar to that. And we found ourselves in Happy Valley because land was affordable for us there. We looked at Churn Creek Bottom, but it was pretty pricey. So we went up to Happy Valley, and they had a lot of olive groves. So we looked into making olive oil. We didn't really look into it at first, but at that time, the Napa Valley vineyards, the people who make wine down there, were also looking to do something with the olive trees they had. And UC Davis was offering these courses in the making of olive oil. Olive oil, which was, you know, just small quantities, because the wineries in Napa and Sonoma were looking for a little additional thing to sell at their wineries, mm-hmm. as well as giving wine tasting. They could do olive oil tasting. They do it in Italy, and I'm sure they do it in France. So they wanted to do something along those lines. So UC Davis started to push olive oil as the next big ag product. You know, before it was llamas and those big birds that people were buying for a while. And,
emus
and kiwis, and everything came and went, and it was a fad for a little while. Then people gave up on it. But olive oil seems to have taken off, because what happened was they removed the olive subsidies in Europe. They had to do this as far as the WTO. So they were going to, at a certain year, they had to stop subsidizing olives in Europe and wherever the European Union was. So what happened was that all these companies then were also faced with a twofold problem. They were going to have the olive subsidies removed, which is going to put them at a big disadvantage. And they found that the United States was going to change the way they looked at olive oil. This was going to be a slow process. The United States was always a dumping ground for crappy olive oil from Europe. They could get rid of the olive oil they couldn't sell in Europe by selling it here as extra virgin olive oil. Even though it wasn't extra virgin olive oil, they would combine it with hazelnut oil, canola oil, anything they could get from Turkey or the Mideast, they would mix it up with their olive oil and sell it here at a low cost. So now the USDA started to look at the idea that maybe we should take another look at olive oil and start actually requiring it to be extra virgin. The first thing we had to throw out, scrap the old way of looking at olive oil. We used to have our own system. The USDA used to call it Grade A Fancy. Now, who ever heard of Grade A Fancy olive oil? Nobody. Grade B. Grade C, Grade D, substandard. That was our way of grading olive oil. Now, after all these years, they're going to change it to international standards. They've already done it, but we haven't started to enforce it yet, because it would be earthquake changes in the olive oil industry, because This is a multi-billion dollar industry. You just don't make a sudden change and say most of the olive oil sold in the supermarkets is not extra virgin olive oil. It's not even olive oil. And, you know, when I tell people this at farmers markets, they go, well, but it's on the label. But take a look at, let's say, something as simple as blueberry juice, Ocean Spray blueberry juice. I mean, I like blueberries, but when I buy Ocean Spray blueberry juice, when you look in the details on the label, it's not really blueberry juice. It's apple juice and pear juice with a little blueberry juice and possibly food coloring added. So I said, how do they get away with that? I mean, they do it all the time, and they certainly do it with olive oil. Now they're going to change it. So if they require everybody to move to this higher standard of olive oil, it's going to be most of the olive oil sold on the shelves in the United States is not going to be extra virgin. What are people going to do? Where are they going to get this extra olive oil from? Well, they got it all figured out already. And unfortunately, I'm not included because I'm just a little guy. So what happened? The Europeans had something planned on paper already. They never tried it in actual practice. But they had it planned on paper in the laboratory and everything else where they would grow olive trees for the first time on trellises, just like grapevines.
Wow.
Now, in the old days, you planted olive trees for your grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to wait 30 years before they really start producing. Now, with these new olive trees, they produce a crop in about three to five years. They just planted 1 million olive trees in the Corning area. 1 million.
Off the grid. You mean like up on a
trellises.
On that note, we're going to have to take a break. So Okay. Let's just get into that visual. But our guest this morning is Gary Puppy. And he. Puppy. Well, there is a way to say it. Say it again.
Peppy.
Peppy.
Like lots of pep and energy.
Peppy. Okay.
That's something I used to have.
That's what I thought, Peppy. Happy Valley Olive Oil. And we're going to find out where you're located and just kind of what you're up to. You're giving us a great history right now, but we're going to be right back after these messages. Casey and our 1460.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, currently 47 degrees. Well, I ran out of breath when I said KCNR 1460. I think it's Monday. It's like, I gotta get that.
Our guest, Gary Pepe. We're talking olive oil. You know, there's peppy. A lot of things. Peppy. Yeah. I mean, I don't understand how that word.
Give me some of that.
Peppy. Peppy. Just calm down here.
I know. I showed you on the way, my pep routine on the way to San Francisco in the car.
Linda was doing cheers on the way to San Francisco. Okay, people were watching as we went by. Now, I know all the cheerleading routines from Rio Americana, where she was a cheerleader at. You know, three hours in a car with Linda.
It is
always eventful. I mean, it is. I mean, but when she was doing the high kicks and her feet were going out the windows was something else.
Well, Gary, you have Happy Valley olive oil, and you said that it's an incarnation because it was burned down. And I think you said something at the break that was very interesting about trying to save it but painting the trees white. Can you share that with our listeners?
Well, what happened right before I bought my olive grove, and that we were in the process of signing the papers, the Happy Valley fire came through and it burned up most of the olive groves. The fire department kind of just sat there and just watched. They didn't even bother, from what I've known, didn't do much to do it. Well, they were just going to let it burn itself out. And it burned a lot of the houses around in the area. So I thought, well, now I have a burned up olive grove. What I'll do is try to save the trees. And I actually was in contact with the Glenn County Ag Department down there. They're involved with the UC Davis. And he said, well, paint it white, do all this, fill in the cavities with concrete. You know, this guy's supposed to be an expert. So I started doing all this, and it was a tremendous amount of work and cement and everything. But it turned out the best way to treat a burned out olive tree is just cut it at the base, and it'll grow back real quick. Because you can't kill an olive tree. The only way you can kill an olive tree is drown it, basically, or use some type of powerful herbicide.
We've heard use that concrete thing before, and had the newer people, you know, people with new knowledge, going, nah, never concrete a tree.
Well, so, I know better now.
Now we know now.
Yeah, well, backbreaking work. Yeah.
But you've saved your trees. They were cut down, and they've grown back, and. One of the things you were talking about was this trellis, the trellis olives. They're not trees.
Right. The new way of growing olive trees, there's just three varietals that they use. It's the Arbequina, Abruzzano, and the Corniche. And you see them all up and down the I-5 corridor, going all the way down to L.A., that they're growing trees on these trellises. And they mature. They start producing a crop in 3 to 5 years. Now, what is going to happen now that we're going to the new standards? We're going to be relying more and more on domestic production, and California is the center of all that domestic production. We're even looking at the possibility, I'm not included in that, of actually exporting olive oil to Italy for the first time.
We've
given back what they've been giving us, but we've given them good stuff as compared to what they gave us in the past. So anyway, they put in the biggest olive oil production facility on Earth. This is the whole planet in Artois, the tiny little town south of Orland. And it's gigantic.
I've just been through there.
Yeah, and it's huge. And they're going to produce a lot of olive oil there. They're doing it now. And they're harvesting these trees along the I-5 corridor. But even a bigger grove locally is just east of the truck stop in Corning. Just go about 5 miles east, drive east from there, and you will see all these olive groves. They planted 1 million trees there. Now, I can't even imagine 1 million of anything.
How many trees do you have in your property?
About 600.
Wow. And so when it comes to olive season, when is that? When does that happen? Tell us the deal.
Well, you see, the big market up in Happy Valley and in many places in California, Corning area, are the big green olives. They're Silvianos, and they don't harvest them for oil. They harvest them for table olives, and they make a real nice table olive, and they harvest those at the end of September.
Martini
olives. They're big and green.
I can relate to that.
Yeah, I have friends that's their whole business is based on that. Yes, we can all relate to those martini olives, yeah.
Can you grow olive oils in slightly snowy areas like where the gray pines, digger pines grow?
Yeah, you can. Well, actually, if you go to Italy, a lot of olive trees are grown in Tuscany. which is kind of like up where Philadelphia is, mm-hmm. up in that latitude. So you do get a lot of snow up there. So the Frantoia, Pendolina Coratina, they can take the colder weather.
Those people have those questions in the chat room. No, you can grow your own olive trees.
Do you have little tours that we could take if you put together people about your business, how you have 500 trees, how it's done, and then the process after the olives?
I know. Well, we do that. Good. We actually do tours, and I think another company that does it are friends of mine in Pacific Sun. They actually have a more formalized time where they bring people down by bus, I think, and show them around and everything. And Pacific Sun also makes almonds and other products, but they have great, really nice machinery. You know, they use Paralisi's, Alfa Lavalle's very high end olive mills that cost a lot of money, and I'm sure they can show you that. I do tours, and I do have a small machine. I'm getting it fixed now. I've been getting this Fiat type machine that I bought from Italy fixed now for a couple of years. So whether it'll be ready for the harvest, I don't know.
Well, I'm curious, when we come back, we're going to talk about your Happy Valley olive oil. And we're, of course, talking to Gary Pepe. And we'd like to know if you've got any questions, put it in the chat room. But let's, you know, curious about when we go to the local markets here and we find the Happy Valley olive oil. You know, is that the actual olive oil from your trees?
Yes, it is.
That's what I thought. I mean, but still, I knew you were seeing there were table olives, but there's a process there and how that happens.
Well, now the table olives, we don't see very many table olives that are grown around here in the supermarkets or in the markets for some reason. That's because the Europeans always dominated that. Mm-hmm. And you can find those table olives at the Olive Pit or Grenzella's.
Mm-hmm.
You can find California table olives. Right. Yeah.
Well, let's take a break. We'll be right back. This is KCNR 1460. Our guest is Gary Pepe from Happy Valley Olive Oil, a local business. Stay tuned.
Crossroads, same to come.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl Lindabaugh, 7:54 in the morning, November the 14th, 47 degrees out there. Looks like it's going to be a nice day. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. We're streaming live and we're chatting on KCNR1460.com. A lot of the chat room here is, you know, people want their own olive tree. They do want to have a, they'd like to have a tour of it. And let me see what other things here. Well, some of it is how you get rid of marijuana on your place.
Happy Valley olive oil. So you wait.
How much does it cost? How much does a bottle of olive oil cost? I guess it depends on the kind of olive oil it is.
It depends on the kind of olive oil. My olive oil usually goes, I guess, at a holiday market on Placer at around $13 or $14 a bottle. But there's other California olive oil there at various prices. One would be Pacific Sun. You probably see that right next to it. And the California Olive Ranch, which is these new trellis-grown olive trees.
But Happy Valley, that's a local one here. It's kind of the ones we like to kind of like push.
Oh, okay. We'll push that.
We'll just push you because you're a local guy with
absolutely
does his olive oil business here, has his own trees, does it all himself, and you work pretty hard out there. I guess you were saying that. What's your average day out like there? I mean, during harvest season, is it like 24 hours a day?
Well, during harvest season, we're pretty busy. So we have the pickers out there, usually about a half dozen or even more, depending on if we can get pickers, because that's always problematical, whether you can get pickers. And then we go as fast as we can. And
when you say pickers, are they literally off ladders? Are they on?
Yeah, they climb ladders and they actually pick it. Now, there's another way we tried last year. We had a fella come in because of that deep freeze on Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. It destroyed a lot of our olives. So a guy came with a stick and beat the trees, and he knocked all the rotten olives off first. And then he went a second time, and we got the good olives. But when we're running the machine, we can only do 1 ton of olives in an 8-hour span. Well, that's my capacity. So if we run the machine for, let's say, 10 hours, and then we have to wash the machine afterwards and prepare it beforehand to get everything running. So it's long days during harvest time.
Okay, if you have how many olives does it take to make a gallon of olive oil?
Well, usually there are different olives. Now, the Mission Manzanilla, which serves as the basis to my olive grove, mm-hmm. usually produce around 22 gallons a ton, okay. maybe up to as much as 28 gallons if we're lucky. These new olives that we're talking about, and including the Italian olives, Frantoia, I have these on my place too, the Frantoia Cornichi, they produce about 40 gallons a ton. Oh. They're very small olives, but they're very high oil content. The older table olives produce a much lower content because they're table olives. And basically, that's what the industry was back in the old days. People planted olive trees for the table olives, not for the oil, because olive oil was never in favor in this country. People wanted the cheaper oil, the seed oils like canola or corn oil or things like that. It had no flavor. People didn't like flavor in olive oil. Has a lot of flavor, mm-hmm. a lot of different
What is the best olive oil? I mean, the highest level. You've already said it once, but can you tell us again the highest level of olive oil?
Well, then, of course, you're extra virgin olive
extra
oil
virgin,
if you can get it.
If you can get it.
And that means, and it's a complicated system, and we're not sure whether we're going to go for
right.
the industry standard, which is a simpler system, just a chemical analysis of the acidity and the peroxide levels, or the more artisanal method,
right.
which is also the sensory evaluation, where you have about 6 or 7 defects that these people are schooled in tasting olive oil, just like wine. And if they find a defect in the oil, it can't be labeled extra virgin. The big companies don't want to do that because we're dealing with millions of gallons, and those people are going to be pretty well saturated with olive oil if they have to taste all that oil.
And we've done that before. We have done an olive oil tasting that you
oh, really?
Put on.
With
yeah.
you.
But
with you.
Oh, that's right.
That we tried it. You suck down some olive oil. And my friends, there is different taste on olive oil. There are some different. I mean, it was like, it cleans your sinuses
out. Very informative.
Out, so.
At Weston
anyway.
Price, which is happening tomorrow night, Dr. Trudy Pratt will have the Weston Price tomorrow night with Lazy 69. Dan Martin will be talking about his organic beef. But, we really appreciate you coming on and talking.
Yeah, thank you.
Whatever we can get through within our breaks. And I guess for our listeners, we'd like to know, how do we get a hold of you when it comes to harvest time, where one could get a hands-on tour of what it is to grow olives and then do what you're doing?
Well, I'm going to be at the farmers market in Reading usually every Saturday. You can talk to me there, and because I'm not sure when it's going to happen.
Which farmers market?
Reading.
Reading
the city
farmers
hall.
Market.
Oh, okay.
Right
well, I know there's three
Saturday.
Or four. Okay,
yeah.
there you
and
go.
This
I'm
will
sorry.
Be the Saturday market.
Saturday
right
market.
By the
right.
city hall.
Okay.
Great.
Well, wonderful. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much, Gary Pepe, for coming through here. And remember, it's Happy Valley Olive Oil, and you buy that. It's a local guy. And
Orchard Nutrition is a big place.
Okay, super. Hey, we come back. We're going to have we're going to have Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California find out what's going on. We're getting our update from Sam. It's been a couple months since we've talked to Sam. And I know that things are happening. And then also they're planning on understand there's going to be a big meeting out there at the with the Reigning Tea Party tonight with a couple of big-name politicians going to be there out there at 6 o'clock tonight. We'll talk about that when we get back, too. We also want to finish up, and if we get a chance, we want to talk about the super panel. That's right, the super panel that's supposed to do all the cuts in the budget. If they don't do them by Thanksgiving, what kind of changes is it going to be in our government? I mean, we're talking huge changes if they can't agree on how to make the cuts. Carl Linda Bott, 7:59 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The president sold it as a way to lower health costs and insure more Americans, but did what critics deride as Obamacare go too far? The Supreme Court will have the final say. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
2 years after the Affordable Care Act became law, the Supreme Court will hear arguments about its constitutionality, taking up a challenge from Florida and two dozen other states.
Whether the Commerce Clause, which is what this is all being decided under, does it have any limitations? How far does it go?
Former Florida Attorney General Bill McCollum argues Congress cannot force you to buy health insurance. Federal courts are so far split. A ruling is likely in June, Dave.
Jared, what's the White House response? Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz has it, traveling with the president live in Honolulu.
Well, the White House says that it's pleased the court has agreed to hear this case. They say that they are confident that it is constitutional and that the Supreme Court will agree with them. And they also say that even though they are moving forward with implementing this case, the only way to remove the uncertainty hovering over this law is for the Supreme Court justices to decide it. Dave?
Mike, two new developments in the Penn State scandal, a resignation, and a possible conflict of interest. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has this live.
Dave, the CEO of the Organization for Troubled Youth, founded by Jerry Sandusky, has resigned. The group's board citing the best interest of the foundation, and now word that the judge, Leslie Dutchcott, who went against the state's wishes and granted the accused a child rapist unsecured bail, volunteers for Sandusky's youth program.
Her word telling him to stay away from kids in his home next to a schoolyard, I'm not too feeling too good about that.
Pennsylvania Rep. Mike Verb now asking the state Supreme Court to investigate. Dave?
Jeff, they were told to stop occupying Oakland. Anti-Wall Street protesters again forced out of their encampment. Dozens arrested, though one demonstrator shrugged it off, saying thousands will come back. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 27. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Sharon kept a lot on her plate, and she kept a lot of plates in the air. She headed two project teams, she served on another, she belonged to professional organizations, and was chasing a master's degree. Besides feeling important, Sharon felt harried, hurried, and hassled. Yes, she got a lot done, but her life was no fun. One day a friend asked Sharon a question. Who signed you up for all this? Sharon paused. She said, I did. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. When our plates are too full, it's usually because we put too much on them. The right balance between feeling good about work and working to feel good is what I call the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
The confessed killer in the bombing and shooting massacre in Norway that left 77 dead in the summer has made his first public court appearance. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklund monitoring live in London.
And Anders Breivik telling the court today he's a commander in what he called the Norwegian Resistance, earlier saying he bombed a central Oslo square, then opened fire on a holiday island to protect Norway from Muslim immigration. The judge today telling him to shut up and extending Breivik's detention by another 12 weeks. Breivik admits murder, he denies terrorism, but law enforcers in Norway want to know if anyone helped him plan the attacks. But in buying guns and gathering the fertilizer for the bomb, they think he acted alone, Dave.
Now, listener, there's new information on the search for baby Lisa, who disappeared from her crib last month in Missouri.
Lisa Irwin's parents say their 3 cell phones were stolen the night that someone kidnapped their baby, and they've learned that one phone was used to call a woman who lives in the area. Megan Wright has said she doesn't know the family, and one of her roommates likely used her phone that night. A former one, asking that his voice be disguised, tells a Kansas City Fox station that he saw another roommate named Dane using Wright's cell phone the night that baby Lisa disappeared.
Hunched in the corner, being very secretive. It could have been because someone was asleep in the other room. It could have been because he was hiding something. He looked very nervous.
Dane took off a week after baby Lisa disappeared. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
How bad is diabetes getting? By 2030, 1 in 10 adults around the world could have it. The International Diabetes Federation estimates most will get type 2, which is linked to weight gain and a lack of exercise. An American blasted off.
T-minus 10.
In Kazakhstan this morning, Dan Burbank and 2 Russians now headed to the International Space Station on a Russian Soyuz, a mission delayed 2 months after the crash of a Russian cargo ship. A California man has bought a used minivan loaded with extras. $500,000 worth of cocaine hidden in the door panels. Found by a mechanic when Charles Preston couldn't roll down a window all the way. Thrifty Car Sales says it's willing to replace Preston's van. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and about 8:05, November the 14th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460. And our chat room is a rockin' Mad Max, Angel, Phil Smith, Sharon, oh, yes, John, Indie Guy, a whole bunch of people in there. Feel free to hop in and join us there. It's 48 degrees out there, and let's go to the phones. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Hey, we're peachy.
Good. Yeah, just wanted to call and let folks know what we're doing at the Reading Tea Party tonight. It's a great night to come out and find out what's happening with your state government. We'll have Senator Doug LaMalfa and Senator Ted Gaines joining us tonight.
That's going to be an interesting time. I just heard about that a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, it will be good. You know, we find that people have a lot of concerns, and if you know, you go to the Record Searchlight blogs that are always alive and well, and so this is the opportunity for these folks to actually come out and ask their questions face-to-face with their elected officials, so I really encourage people to join us this evening.
Well, we always encourage people to find out from the politicians, from their own, you know, look them in the face and ask them a question, because, you know, a lot of times they'll give an answer they believe is a pretty clear answer, but, you know, after you think about it for like a nanosecond, you realize they haven't said anything. Mm-hmm. So that you need to do a follow-up question, you know, and a lot of it is a simple yes or no, which is, I realize, can be difficult at times, but still. You know, like what's going on up in the North State? What are you going to do about that? What are you going to do? You agree with them or do you disagree? You know, that kind of stuff needs to come out.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, it's like speak now or, you know, hold
and a lot of people don't know. We've had Ted Gaines on before, and we're going to have him on again. But how many people really know him? And he's supposed to be our new representative, our new senator.
Exactly.
If you know, after the election.
Right,
if he wins the election, that's the other thing. If he wins the election, then he would be the new senator. So it's that kind of thing where you need to get to know him.
Absolutely. So this is everybody's opportunity.
All right. What time?
6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneview Road, the Destiny Fellowship Church.
That's great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I have no complaints. I still have a broken foot, and I'm hobbling around, but I'm used to it now.
Well, that's okay. We're still finding our trash can, though.
Yeah, I quit putting it underneath the desk.
Okay, Elizabeth, thank you very much.
Have a great week.
Thanks.
You bet.
Bye.
Hey, you know, our guest today is Sam Paredes, and from the Gun Owners of California. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, folks?
Well,
we're great.
We are great. We've survived.
Much better now that you're here.
Yeah, we've survived 2 Marine Corps balls and a trip to San Francisco.
Oh,
and Veterans Day. And by the way, the Record Searchlight had just a great article on Saturday with about Veterans Day, and they had some good photos and all that. And it's good to see the local paper covering Veterans Day like they did this year.
You know, it really was a special Vets weekend. This time, the honor that they deserve. We can never achieve a proper honor for all of our veterans, but sure is good to try hard. So it's wonderful to you, Carl. I know you're a Marine, correct?
Yeah.
You are a Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. But to the Marine Corps and their birthday, happy birthday, you know, to everybody who's a part of that amazing organization and for what they've done for our country. And a week and a half ago, I had the pleasure of, for the first time, going to the Arizona Memorial in Hawaii, which was so fitting just before Veterans Day. And it really touched my heart, and it reminded me why we have freedom, why we have liberty. And it's because of people like yourself and many others who are willing to sacrifice an important part of their life, a lot of time, because they love this country, so that we can live free. And to that, I say thank you.
Well, thank you. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Before we do that, we go to the Market Minute.
Absolutely. It is our moment to talk with Susan Eastman with the Wells Fargo Market of the Minute. Good morning. What's going on, Susan?
Good morning. Well, despite progress in Europe, markets remain cautious. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 10 points at 12,143. The S&P 500 is down 4 points at 1259. And the NASDAQ Composite is off 3 points at 2675. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Apple's down $4.57 at $380.05. Amazon is up $2.75 at $220.14. And Google is positive $8.61 at $616.69. Local stocks of interest, Costco's up 35 cents at $83.37. Best Buy is down 16 cents at $27.94. And Target is off 11 cents, trading at $52.66. Taking a look at commodities, gold is down $8.60 at $17.79.50 per ounce. Silver's down 38 cents at $34.29. And crude oil is down $1.37, trading at $97.62 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Sam Preda is our guest, and boy, I'm sure the chat room is asking some wild questions about gun owner rights here in California. We'll be right back, KCNR 1460.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take the unused cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Hazardous Waste Facility. Don't pour.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, Carl and the Bot. Hey, there's a Bob, look up on the right hand side and say where it says don't push S12. Every so often we push the wrong button here. We've had these signs up now for 2 years. You know, it's Monday morning. You know what? Our second radio anniversary is December the 14th, my friends. We've been on the air 2 years then. Can you believe that? 2 years. And we've got the same signs up here that we did the first day we were on. Don't cut the red wire, which we found out what happens when you do that. Don't press F12 without permission, which somebody just did.
And actually, it was control backspace followed by a shift F12. Try to keep that in your head.
Okay. That's why we wrote down don't press F12 without permission. Then it says play happy bumper music for Linda. And, you know, and over these 2 years, we have had hundreds and hundreds of guests. And, you know, one guest who's been on here several times is our guest today, Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing?
Well, you know, we're doing fine. It's, you know, but it, and every time I talk to you, I'm not sure if we should be happy or just like, what's going on next? We've got so many, it seems like there's so many amounts of legislation, so many bills that are going on, so many things that we need to be aware of. What's the biggest one right now?
Well, you know, now that the legislative session ended here in California for this year, and they are on a hiatus until January, the governor really did it to us. You know, that we held out hope. We being that we are positive and honest people, and we give everybody the benefit of the doubt at least once. We're done with that with the governor. He chose to sign the ban on open carry. It's going to create all kinds of confusion amongst law-abiding citizens in California, whether they can carry an open, in a holster, unconcealed, a loaded or unloaded handgun. In what situation can they do it? In what situation will they be breaking the law? That's a disaster the governor chose to sign. He signed a bill to register, start registering all rifles and shotguns as we purchase them or transfer them, beginning in 2014. And the reason that they pushed it all the way till the year 2014 is that it's going to be incredibly expensive to do this. He vetoed the ammunition registration bill, which was a very good thing, but in his veto message, he explained why he vetoed it, and it's only because the issue is still in court, before judges and in appeals, that he chose to veto it, not because it was a bad piece of legislation. And then finally, the last major bill that he foisted upon us, that he betrayed us on, was a bill that would allow the Department of Justice to use the funds that we give them to pay for our background checks, to pay for things that are unrelated to that, in essence taxing us for police activities at the Department of Justice. That's just plain flat-out wrong. We're starting a clean slate for next year. I'm sure they're going to come up with all manner of goofy new bills that are going to infringe on our Second Amendment rights. In Washington, D.C., we're doing well. There are no major gun control measures that are making it through the halls of Congress. That's a good thing.
Well, let me ask you.
Of course, we do have Operation Fast and Furious and everything that's happening from that will ultimately affect gun owners. And,
well, let me ask you about that.
Yes, sir.
One of the questions that came in through the chat is, okay, and I'm quoting from the chat room here, ask about the idiot holder saying we need more gun laws because of Fast and Furious. Well, and I'm just quoting what somebody wrote here.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's been on the news last week that Attorney General Holder was asking for more gun control in order to prevent guns from illegally going to Mexico. Well, the fact of the matter is you cannot argue the point anymore that the ATF was one of the reasons they were allowing guns to go down there is so that they could be heroes by catching them when they get there so that they could say, you see, the gun laws in America are too lax. We need to we need stronger gun control laws. When in fact, they are the ones who sent the guns down there, and they are the ones who broke both international law, federal law, state laws, all kinds of standards. They broke with this crazy program, and unfortunately, unlike any other scandal in the United States, two law enforcement officers, American law enforcement officers, were killed. Who knows how many law-abiding, honest law enforcement officers in Mexico have died at the hands of this crazy program.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that they said was they were trying to tie this into a Bush program, and you know, they were alluding to it. And the funny thing is that when he did that, the guy that was questioning him, he said, you're not really trying to compare these two. The other one was is that we had something like that, but the government of Mexico knew about it, and they were tracked. And then Holder backed off and says, well, I didn't say they were exactly the same. You know, but the whole thing was, you know, but the headlines say Bush had same program. Well, he didn't. It was a completely different program. And we got somebody on the phone for you. Frank, good morning. You have a question for Sam. Frank?
Hello?
Yeah, do you have a question for Sam?
I do. I was listening to the show, and I got to tell you, I was hoping that your perspective on torture, especially in light of the Constitution and history in general, I was hoping that was playing devil's advocate. Otherwise, I'd be really disturbed because history, American history in general, in specific doesn't bear out your logic on that, especially when you're talking about the Constitution of the United States. America was one of the first countries in the world to develop guerrilla warfare. We won the Revolutionary War because we started hiding behind rocks and trees instead of engaging the British the way that they were used to. Otherwise, we wouldn't have won. But when you talk about things like, you know, constitutionality and endowed by their creator, you know, I'm a Mason. No one believes in it more than I do. But when you, in American society or anywhere else, when you commit acts that are heinous, that violate all the laws of God and man and nature, you lose those rights. No rights are ever absolute. We know that our rights to free speech are not absolute. They're certainly not absolute. Your rights in this country are only, your right to swing your fist is only circumvented by how close it is to someone else's chin. Now, when you're talking about terrorists, you're talking about fighting a war against terrorists. What we're doing is what we've done ever since Vietnam. We're fighting a war with one arm tied behind our backs. And that's not fair. We need to have both arms. We need to be able to win this thing. Because I would remind you, in terms of world history and the history of empires in general, Rome fought three wars against Carthage, another big military power, and it won, eventually, over hundreds of years. But it wasn't a big military power, a big empire, that brought Rome down. What destroyed Rome was the etching, the little picking away of civilization, people not playing by the rules. The word vandalism comes from the Vandals, who used to just go and commit these acts. It wasn't a big military engagement. It was unconventional warfare. They lost that one.
Well, you know what,
America, Frank? If we don't stop this, what's going to happen is American history in the future, we're going to be the first huge power to actually be overthrown and downfall due to being too nice. It's never happened in history. But we've never had a history in the world.
Okay, Frank, I think you're right about that. I think we can be too nice. Sam, I'm not sure what that had to do with your question.
You know, obviously a very good and careful student of world history,
yeah,
and American history.
Yeah, had nothing to do with what we were saying. Well, okay, from now on, Bob, let's ask, make sure that what the question is, too, when we talk in here about, when you say, you have a question? Yeah, well, then what exactly is the question about? Okay, he said we got to take a quick break here. And we come back, I want to talk to you about, we talked about Fast and Furious, we talked about Holder and all that, and
yeah,
and you know, the changes in that, but you know, I want to talk about this open carry, how that was banned, and because there seems to be some consternation, what exactly does that mean?
Sure.
Does that mean we can't carry a weapon to and from our house to a range and all those kind of things? And we'll talk about that when we get back, but also at the national level, and when we say that, well, we're starting a new year off, that could be bad. And that could be good. We need to talk all about all that. Our guest is Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California. This is Carl Linda Bott. 8:21 in the morning, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Make the white queen run so fast. She hasn't got time to make you wise.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
There it is.
Let's follow it and see where it goes.
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country.
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take the unused cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Hazardous Waste Facility. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201. And enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire meeting. Carl on the bot. 8:25 in the morning, November the 14th. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. There are so many things going on at Tobacco and Brew. I can't even begin to hit them all. But of course, Espresso Joe's. Of course, the greatest humidor in the state.
Jack Frost.
And Jack Frost coffee. And you can buy any type of coffee you want. They're deluxe in gourmet beans. Discounts for veterans. What can I say? I mean, it's just a great place. It's a place of integrity. It's a place that Joe and Shelley support our community. They've even got, right now, they've got a couple of cigars, special cigars. You know, that are there to, you know, that when you buy them, you can only buy them at one point time of the year, and it's now, and it's theirs in their limited amount. And they come in a two cigar box, and that goes to help children, that are that aren't as fortunate as other children. So that's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California. Sam.
Yes, Carl.
Okay, just want to make sure you're still there, because Bob is over there just pushing a bunch of buttons again. Hey, the open carry, when they say that you can no longer open carry, which I frankly, Sam, the idea of openly carrying an unloaded weapon is something that I never did understand anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm not, saying, okay, that's a good law. But what's that mean? What kind of impact does that have on people now that say they can't do it? Does that mean you can't take it to the, you can't carry it out to the rifle range or what?
There's frankly a lot of confusion as to what the rules are going to be for law-abiding citizen, and police officers are not going to understand when and where people are violating the law after this bill passed. There are exemptions for people who are taking firearms to and from the hunting or to a range. In essence, there are exemptions for those types of purposes. In hunting situations, there are exemptions for hunters to be carrying a sidearm when they're hunting, and frankly, it can be loaded. The rule of thumb for all of our friends and supporters who do not want to violate the law is whenever you're transporting a firearm to or from a location, put it in a locked container, or put it in your trunk of a car that has a trunk, a separate trunk, not in a glove compartment, not in the box between the seats, but in a trunk or in a locked container. That way, you will never be in violation of the law, and you will never have to try to prove your innocence in court. Open carry is a movement that frankly, a lot of people who were just sick and tired of being told by the government how and when they can protect themselves, and it was a protest movement that grew, and people completely obeyed the law. They carried unloaded handguns in holsters. And that, Carl, is a right that we have had in California since we became a state. As a matter of fact, it was up until 1967, anybody in the state could walk around with a handgun in their on a holster, as long as it wasn't concealed, loaded. It was up in 1967 with the Mulford Act that the law was passed that said, yeah, you could carry one, but it had to be unloaded. There are some people that are intimidated by that, but the fact of the matter is that no one in the state of California, there are no records of anybody ever breaking the law while having a firearm exposed in a holster. And the protest, Carl, is that, you know, you happen to live in a part of heaven in Northern California, and as I do in the Sierra foothills in El Dorado County. We have sheriffs who believe in the Constitution and the right to keep and bear arms. They know that when citizens want to defend themselves and protect themselves, they should be able to do that. So they give out concealed weapons permits. But for the vast majority of the residents of the state of California, those that live in the greater Bay Area, Los Angeles, Orange County, and San Diego, that's, you know, over 75% of the population of the state, there is a virtual ban on the issuance of concealed weapons permits. They are not issued. So the only other option that anybody had to protect themselves was to open carry. More and more people were doing it. Yeah, it caused a lot of consternation, but it was completely legal. Well, not anymore.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
We have a ban.
Right. Maybe we only got like 20 seconds before we take our break here, Sam. You know, and I understand what you're saying. I guess sometimes when we live up where we live, where we have sheriffs that believe in the Constitution and believe that if you are a law-abiding citizen, you should be able to carry a weapon, that there's, you know, that there is a problem for everybody else. Hey, we've got to take a quick break. Our guest is Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California. We come back, we've got a lot more questions about what's the future of the Second Amendment right here in California.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. The Supreme Court agreeing to hear arguments on President Obama's health care reform law. The main question, can Americans be forced to buy health insurance or pay a penalty starting in 2014? The largest lawsuit against the law, joined by 26 attorneys general. Fox's Shannon Bream at the Supreme Court.
It emanates out of Florida. Of course, the core question there is all about the mandate. Is the mandate constitutional or unconstitutional? That will be the key decision they have to make. Also, we understand that they're going to consider the question of severability, meaning if the mandate is struck down, can the rest of the law survive without the funding that would come from the mandate?
Arguments are expected in March. The justices announced they'll hear more than 5 hours worth. That's a lot for them, setting up a decision in the summer. Three federal appeals courts have ruled the health care reform law is constitutional, another ruling that Congress exceeded its power by passing it. Fox News. This is a Fox News alert.
Shasta Regional Medical Center's Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center, Fleet Feet, or Shasta Family YMCA to register. Or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. The whole family can join in on the fun at the Turkey Trot on Thanksgiving morning. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the little gobblers 8 years and under, the 2 mile walk fun run for the entire family, and for the more serious runner, the timed 6 mile race. Register by November 15th to guarantee a sweatshirt in your size. Shasta Regional Medical Center's Couch to Turkey Trot is on. Start off your Thanksgiving day with a family tradition the whole family will enjoy. And be sure to enter the Couch to Turkey Trot drawing for a free $500 gift certificate for a couch at Kubler's Furniture. Trot on down and register today at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Fleet Feet, or Shasta Family YMCA. All proceeds from the Turkey Trot will benefit Shasta Family YMCA, plus one mentors, Shasta Family Justice Center, and Girls on the Run. For more questions, go to ShastaRegional.com.
What is excellence? What is professionalism? What is a quality windshield repair? At Crackmaster, you will see the difference. Crackmaster has been serving the North State for over 18 years, from rock chips to cracks. A quality repair done right saves time and money. Crackmaster is the leader in windshield repair, and with an experienced, specialized approach, Crackmaster performs to the industry standards. You have a choice. Crackmaster, 241-8373. 241-8373.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR1460. 8:33 in the morning, Carl and Linda Bott, November the 14th, 48 degrees downtown. The weather today ought to be pretty good. I think they did. You know what?
We're looking at,
I think, later on this week. I think in, within 7 days, we're going to get down to the 30s.
Well, the forecast, of course, from the National Weather Service, you know, varies all the time. But it says partly cloudy tonight with a low of 41. Tomorrow looks like we're going to have a 64. So it, we're getting to that mutton, that muffin kind of mitten weather. Partly cloudy
tomorrow. Muffin, mitten, muffin type of weather there?
Partly cloudy tomorrow night, of course, with 64. And, wow. So it looks like we're towards the weekend, we're going to have rain. Chance of showers, of course, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Of course, Holly Day has been out there with a couple weekends in a row. She is spectacular. And, you know, we're going to be out there New Year's Eve. They do have a
That's really quite the gala. Big party out there.
18-piece orchestra coming in out of Sacramento and an hors d'oeuvre, you know, a wine, a six-course selection that is from the award-winning chef for their dinner and dancing, a casino night.
That's right. And they're going to actually, there'll be part of that is providing transportation from downtown up there and back. So that's a pretty good deal.
So
yeah, and this portion of the show
474-5546 is the reservation number for Anselmo Vineyards for the upcoming. Make your reservations now because it's packing up quick for the holidays.
Okay, our guest is Sam Paredes, who we just lost. Did we lose Sam?
He dropped off the line.
Hello, Sam.
He's off the line.
Okay. Well, all right. I guess Sam will call back. Anyway, in between the talking about the big fund. The big fund, the super panel that's supposed to be cutting the amount of spending. They're going to add taxes. Well, the Republican leader of this said that he does not believe that it's going to be is that's going to happen right away.
Sam is on the line.
Sam is on the line.
Yes.
Oh, we just pushed the wrong button. Oh,
sorry,
I'm sorry,
Sam.
Sam, but we somehow managed to switch lines. You know, bad Bob's just having a Monday here.
I apologize. That was my problem.
Oh, you got off. Okay.
My other phone was dying, and I had to switch to this one.
Bad Bob, accept my apology. Okay. Hey, Sam. The you know, we talked about the you know, the open carry and all that. The what are we seeing? You know, it looks like at a national level, we're going to be doing pretty good. That, you know, there's enough people up there that there that in fact, I've even read that where the Democrats have said, don't even try anything that has to do with gun control.
You're absolutely correct. They've pretty much given up the ghost on gun control. They're going to try to do it through the back door. There's no secret about that. But they have no opportunity to pass any gun legislation because the Republicans are in charge in the Congress, and we have enough pro-gun U.S. senators to where they know that they couldn't pass anything. That's a really good thing.
Well, the and that is, but you know, then you get back down to here where where the ammo bill, where we're going to have to give a you know, give our thumbprint and all that, that's on hold because it's in the courts. We are going to have to start registering rifles and shotguns.
Yep, we are. As of January 1st, 2014, we're going to have to register rifles and shotguns. Every time we purchase them, every time we transfer them, you know, if I want to give a shotgun to my son, I'm going to have to now register it in his name and in order for me to do that. And you know what? There really is only one purpose for registration, and that's eventual hope on somebody's part that they'll be able to confiscate them, because it doesn't solve crime, it doesn't reduce crime, it doesn't do anything. It gives them a taxing source, and it gives them a list of gun owners. That's all it does.
Now, is every weapon that's been registered in the state of California kept? Is that kept someplace?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Every time you register a weapon in California, is that kept in a database that they know that that Bad Bob's got a .22 pistol he bought 10 years ago?
Yeah, all of the handguns that have been purchased and transferred privately since 1992 are registered and kept on a list at the Department of Justice. None of the rifles and shotguns that have ever been sold, except for the so-called assault weapons, are registered and maintained on a list. DOJ might know that you purchased a gun at a certain point in time, but it was illegal for them to maintain the records as to what it was that you got. So all of the rifles and shotguns, nobody knows anything about them, and that's the way it should be. It should be that way with handguns, but it's not. Well, what they want to do is they want to say that Carl Pott has one M1A SOCOM, and he has an AR-15, you know, this and that, and he has a Beretta shotgun, and it's registered in his name. And if ever he wants to sell those guns, he has to come and register them to whoever he wants to sell them to.
The constant upgrading of finding out who keeps weapons and who buys weapons and all this, you know, the bottom line on it is a control. Is it always control, Sam?
It absolutely is, Carl. And I know that it's because you're a Marine and you have such great respect for firearms and weaponry and the use that you have had with them. The fact of the matter is that all of the guns that are out there are firearms. They are tools. They're inanimate objects that have no assignment for any activity until they are used. A firearm that's used as a target rifle is not used as a weapon. Those guns that are used to protect yourselves are weapons and tools that are used for that particular purpose. The left, the people who want to control guns, they want to characterize all of them as crime guns, as guns used in accidents, guns used for the killing of animals and stuff like that. And they want to demonize them in order to be able to control them. And you are absolutely correct. Control is what it is all about.
Well, you know, it gets down to all those things, Sam. When you control, you know, it's every law that they make. And I say they, you know, there are a lot of our friends and neighbors. And when they get there, somehow something changes. And the whole thing is a control thing. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. Our guest is Sam Prentice from the Gun Owners of California. When we've got questions for Sam, give us a call at 605-4567 or send it to us in the chat room. The idea that if you do away with all weapons, that crime will go away has been kind of shot down lately. If you take a look at what's going on in England and a couple other countries, we'll kind of talk about that when we get back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center,
or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR1460. Love you, Chat Packers. Happy Monday morning. Oh, yes. 48 degrees. Like I said, weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And yes, we got back from it's a week of jam-packed. Want to remind you about Saturday. Santa Claus is coming to town early this year, and that means that the Mount Shasta Mall, it's happening on Saturday. I think what's happening, we saw that even when we were in San Francisco, the tree's going up early because of just not to compete with the big Black Friday craziness. So the first 200 kids that are going to make it to the mall upon Santa's arrival are going to receive free 3D holiday light wands to view the season in a whole new light. And I'll be there doing my On the Spot at 4, 5 o'clock. Santa comes in, and I'll be singing Let It Snow, and it'll be the first time you're going to see the snow fall in the mall. It should be a lot of fun. And just be looking out that they're going to let it snow every night at 5, 6, and 7 through Christmas Eve. Lots of photo ops and all kinds of things. So hopefully we'll see you out there Saturday night.
Hey, our guest is Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California. And Sam, we've got some questions coming in. One is, how can the anti-gunners explain the fact that because of Texas concealed carry, the rules they have, there's been no increase in violent crime? In fact, it has decreased.
Carl, they have no explanation. They don't care about an explanation. All they do is put forward their visions, their basically their lies, their interpretation of the facts that are so warped that it doesn't make any sense. The problem is that these are the people that are in charge. These are the people that are the elected officials that are passing the bills and now in the governor's office who are signing the bills. The facts are clear. Your writer is correct. They are clear. They are incontrovertible. And yet these people, they don't try to explain them. They say we're liars, we're not looking at it correctly, and they continue to do what they want to do.
What are we looking at this year from California? They've gotten so many passed, and they keep chipping away at everything. What should we be looking for this year from our legislators?
Well, because the same guys that were there, the guys and gals that were there this year are going to be there next year, we can look for more of the same. We can look, although the ammunition registration bill failed this year, we can look at something for something like that again to come up from the legislature. I expect that they're going to try to ban the open carrying of rifles and shotguns now too, as well as handguns, which is going to make it even more difficult for law-abiding hunters and sportsmen and target shooters and plinkers, people who recreate with guns, and they don't care. So I envision that that's the kind of stuff they're going to do.
Is there hey Sam, is there something like you're out hunting?
Mm-hmm.
And you're out, you know, you're not in do they have something, do they delineate between being in a city and having a pistol in a holster and being out hunting?
Well, there are differences and delineations, and here in California, leave it to California, we have two separate sets of laws. We have fish and game laws that govern how we use firearms in the woods, and then we have the penal code that governs how we use firearms in the state. And they don't differentiate between the woods and anything outside of the woods. So it is very confusing, and they love, the anti-gunners love the confusion because they know that it costs us. It creates problems for us. It's our people who are being charged with violations of the law, and that is okay with them. There's only one answer, Carl. We've got to change the knuckleheads that are under that marble dome. We've got to change the people that are sitting in elected office in order to prevent this from happening, because we are never going to change the minds of the people that are there.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's just going to keep getting worse. And I look at that. I don't see how they're going to change. I've seen, you know, talking to people like Nielsen and LaMalfa, both of whom said, you know, we deal with these people. And, you know, it's not that they are bad people in the sense that they are, you know, a type of person that would, you know, set cats on fire or something like that. But they are bad. The way they think is such that we don't have rights. And they're basing it on some fears that they have that have nothing to do with reality. And I just don't see where it gets any better. And when you start talking about total change, we're talking about a change of 2/3 of the elected officials there, though, aren't we?
Well, you know what, Carl? The first step in achieving change is to stopping them, in their tracks. We may not be able to affect enough change to get some of our rights back, but we can affect enough change to stop it and draw the line in the sand here. No more, not under any circumstances. And I'm here to tell you that in next year's elections, there is a lot of hope for pro-gun Republicans if they are smart and they cooperate with Tea Party groups and other conservative organizations, other organizations that are focused on issues that resonate with the public. There is a chance that they are going to make so much progress in the assembly that they're going to be able to stop all of the anti-gun legislation. I'm working with a plan and cooperating with leaders of the assembly, with conservative organizations, with Tea Party groups all over the state of California in order to win and throw some of these bums out. And that's the first step. We take over one house and then we shoot for the next house. And there is hope. If this isn't pie in the sky, there's a real possibility for this.
Well, that's good to know. Okay, Sam. Hey, look, we got to take a quick break. We'll come back, get those last thoughts from you, and we'll talk about what's happening the rest of this week. It's Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California. It's 8:52 in the morning, November the 14th, 48 degrees out there. Miss a day. Miss a lot.
Just a small town girl living.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjrudding.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Come
see what the big deal is at the Mount Shasta Mall. You have enough to plan for this holiday season without surfing the internet and driving long distances just to get your shopping done. The Mount Shasta Mall has over 80 specialty stores, restaurants, and services where you can find unique and stylish options for everything on your list. Serving a big meal? Find festive table linens. Chopping down a big tree? You'll need tough gloves and toasty coats. With stores like Macy's, Old Navy, JCPenney, and Sears, you'll find all the biggest deals right here in town. You owe it to yourself to shop the Mount Shasta Mall. Santa Claus is coming to town early, Saturday, November 19th at 5 p.m. during a musical performance in Center Court featuring Linda Bott and the first snowfall of the season. Family entertainment and crafts for the kids from 5 to 8 p.m. And the charity Trail of Trees kicks off throughout the mall. Join seven local nonprofits as they provide for needy children in Shasta County through this charitable holiday drive.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:55 in the morning. Carl and the Bot. November the 14th, yeah, back down. We got too many things going on. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by some guys that don't back down. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. DC and Tim, Man in Black's retired. You know, it's kind of funny, Man in Black, and we just hear that one. Oh, I won't back down. But take a step back in time, and you walk into the Cypress Square Barbershop. Good conversation, you know, hunting, fishing, gun talk, you talk about it, you know, car and track, it's there. It's man's last stronghold. Veterans get discounts in there, and you can't have anything but a great haircut at a great price. I can't say enough about Cypress Square Barbershop. Bad Bob goes, I go, a bunch of people we know go there. When you go down, say hello. Okay, our guest Sam Perez. Sam, we only got a couple minutes left. Tell us your last thoughts here on what's going to happen this year.
Well, Carl, I think that we're definitely going to have a rough year. I think that the Democrats feel emboldened with Jerry Brown's willingness to sign anti-gun legislation. It's going to be a very tough year. But there's hope, and we're going to keep fighting. We're not going to give up. We're going to storm the beaches, and we're going to come out, and we're going to take these people on, and we are going to defeat them and replace them with people who love the Constitution and who are willing to do whatever it takes to bring this country, and in particular California, back to freedom.
Okay. Well, you know, Sam, that's a good way to finish this out. And we appreciate you being on.
Thank you so much, Sam. It's always so informational.
Carl and Linda, I love you guys because you are beacons of light out there, spreading the news to people who want to hear what they can do to fight back. Thank you for what you do. You do it well. People should support you. And I love you and look forward to talking with you at our next opportunity.
You bet.
Thanks, Sam.
Next time you come up, Sam, drop on by.
That's a promise.
Okay.
Gun Owners of America, you know,
Gun
interesting.
We
And we have friends that hadn't really last year considered buying and carrying and going through the classes, and they are dead serious, and they're going to be doing it.
Three sets of friends that had not before, and then now they are.
That's it.
You know, there's more to it than that. It's the fact that we have the right to do that. When you get down to other parts of this, you know, of the California, and you start talking about, you know, your rights to do things, and they have, I say, you know, well, it's like a right to carry a concealed weapon, and they just laugh at you. They have no chance. They have no right to do that because their sheriffs won't let them. You know, and speaking of rights, you know what we're going to, you know, when you talk about who we have on our show this week, you know, like tomorrow, we're going to have the Gold Diggers. They're going to be calling in.
Actually, two sisters that travel with the Gold Diggers for 13 years have written a book. It's just been released. And they'll be on in the morning talking about that. And of course, we can get that on Amazon.com. It'll be just really fun. And then, of course, how apropos with the holidays coming up, the stress factor, just, you know, really honing it in. Somebody that is just the expert is Dr. Kahn.
Dr. Kahn. And last time, he's been here on our show twice. And each time he's left us, the first left us with such great, great information. One, the holidays. Christmas is the biggest day for heart attacks in, you know,
is it?
During the year. Christmas is Christmas, the day after Christmas, and New Year's Day. Biggest days in America for heart attacks. And the last one is, if you don't do anything else but walk 30 minutes a day, You will add years to your life. Now, every time Dr. Khan comes on, he's got great information. So, and that's right after the Gold Diggers. And Wednesday, we got Tom Basenko. Sheriff Basenko's on, and there's been a whole lot of stuff been happening, as you know, with realignment, shooting, and the whole thing. Well, let's go to the phones. Rally Sally. Okay, Sally, good morning. What's up?
Good morning.
You're live.
Yes, hi. I know I don't have much time, but I did want to mention that one of the laws that Governor Brown signed recently was the DREAM Act.
Yeah.
And we have a petition going that we need people's signatures on that will place that DREAM Act on the ballot and let the people of California decide whether they want to pay in-state tuition for the children of illegal immigrants. And the petitions can be gotten at the Bible bookstore in town on Hilltop Drive, or come on out to the Tea Party. I have lots of petitions there. We really need some citizen support getting signatures on this. We need 550,000 signatures.
Okay, so you can get it at the Tea Party tonight or at the Bible bookstore on what street is that?
On Hilltop.
Okay, Rally Sally, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. You know, later on this week, we're also going to, besides Tom Basenko, we're going to have Loaves and Fishes on talking about, you know, this time of the year and how tough it is on some people. But then Friday, Occupy Reading. The Occupy Reading spokesman is going to be here. And let's talk to him about just what they want to accomplish here in the city of Reading in this Occupy movement. Maybe just in some other questions that have to do with the other Occupy movements. Are they tied together? Or does each one have something a little bit separate that they want to work on in Reading? Is it maybe... you know, something to do with REU. Anyway, this is Carl Lindebaugh and Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. My ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The U.S. Supreme Court agrees to answer the burning question, is it legal to require Americans to have health insurance? Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The justices agreeing to hear arguments in the largest challenge to the health care overhaul filed by former Florida Attorney General Bill McCollum and more than two dozen others.
We've never had a Supreme Court ruling in the past, never, where the Congress was determined to be able, under the Constitution, to require somebody to buy a product or a service.
The federal appeals court agreed with the states that the individual mandate is unconstitutional, but that provision has held up two other challenges. Supreme Court arguments are expected in March. A ruling could come down as early as June, Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz traveling with the president in Hawaii and has reaction live.
Well, if the White House is worried, they certainly aren't showing it. In fact, White House Communications Director Dan Pfeiffer says they're actually pleased that the High Court took the case. He writes that the administration